Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. If you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be speaking to Kaz Ingram at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about food, how to eat smart in a toxic world with Dr. Kaz, regular on the program. Love talking to Dr. Kaz. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business, earn some extra money, and help change the world at the same time. At the most fundamental level there is, the level of good health and nutrition. You can call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real live person, or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. We've got Dr. Kaz Ingram, How to Eat Smart in a Toxic World, at the bottom of the hour. All right, I want to continue talking about, well, enzymes and oxidation. We were saying how enzymes work at a very narrow range of biochemical specifications within a narrow or tight window of specifications. If the biochemical system is too hot, enzymes can overheat, enzymes can break down. As body temperature rises, enzyme activity also increases. Although if metabolic rate and heat stays high in the body, enzymes can begin to break down. pH is also very important. Oxygen levels are also very important. Last program we talked about oxidation. We said that the oxygen atom is very active. It steals energy, energy in the form of electrons. Atoms are surrounded with electrons. Energy and electrons are pretty much synonymous terms. Nobody's ever really seen an electron. An electron is kind of a theoretical concept. An electron is a theoretical concept that describes energy that surrounds atoms, and oxygen has a tendency, we'll say, to steal energy, to steal electrons, and in the process it changes atoms. This change is called oxidation, and it can be observed as a color change. When an apple turns brown, that's a classic example of oxidation. When you put a piece of iron in oxygen-containing medium like water, H2O, the iron will change color as well. That's called rust. This oxidation reaction also happens to rubber tires that are exposed to oxygen in the form of ozone, O3. Ozone is a very, very unstable form of oxygen. And when rubber is exposed to ozone, it can deteriorate. This deterioration is called cracking. In the human body, this tendency of oxygen atoms, which there are a lot of oxygen atoms in the human body, some 2,000 trillion oxygen atoms, if you can imagine that. There's more oxygen atoms in a human body than there are leaves on all the trees on planet Earth. 2,000 trillion estimated, of course. These oxygen atoms inside the body also can steal energy in the form of electrons, and this stealing effect is actually how our bodies run. When oxygen steals electrons from atoms, it releases energy, and the body has an ability, specifically cells, specifically mitochondrion cells, have an ability to harness that energy that's released as oxygen steals electrons. We call that respiration. Respiration is actually, when we think of respiration, we typically talk about breathing, inhaling and exhaling, but respiration is really a biochemical term, and oxidation is involved in respiration, mitochondrial respiration. That, in a nutshell, is how life began on planet Earth, at least advanced life began on planet Earth. Cells, specifically the mitochondrion cells, have figured out a way to take advantage of this oxidation to produce energy. But in order for this to happen, a lot of chemistry has to be performed correctly, and a lot of biochemicals, including nutritional biochemicals, as well as enzymes, have to be present. A lot of stuff has to go right. A lot of molecules have to be present in order for mitochondria to be able to harness this energy that's released from oxygen. And it's thought today that the major cause of disease is defects in this mitochondrial process, this mitochondrial oxidation process. Some of these chemicals that are in the area, we'll say, in the area where oxidation is occurring, are designed to keep oxygen from going rogue. They're designed to keep oxygen from causing too much oxidation, too much rusting. You have to have just the right amount. These molecules that are designed to keep oxygen from going rogue essentially pump the brakes on oxygen's tendency to steal. You can think of these molecules as oxygen leashes to keep the oxygen molecule under control. Scientific term for this function of oxygen controlling or oxygen restraining is antioxidation. And these molecules that do this restraining are called antioxidants. So you got oxidation, which is the stealing and the release of energy, and then you've got antioxidation that controls the whole process, and you need to have both. You need to have oxygen present, and you need to have antioxidants present. Now, oxygen is dangerous, and it's important. Yesterday we said it's like a double-edged sword. Yes, it's really important. You can't produce energy. It's much more difficult to produce energy without oxygen. But on the other hand, oxygen can go rogue. It's so powerful. Because oxygen is so dangerous and because oxygen is so vital, the natural world is filled with antioxidants, especially plants, which manufacture oxygen as a byproduct of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the turning of the sun into material, into sugar, basically. And in the process, oxygen is released. That's why plants are so important. If you go to the hospital, they'll always put plants around your hospital room or in your hospital room so you can get more oxygen. Oxygen is a byproduct of plant metabolism. Photosynthesis, i.e., which is turning the sun into energy and releasing oxygen into waste, which is then used by non-plant life, us, animals. Plants are basically oxygen factories. But because they're oxygen factories and because they're constantly producing oxygen, they have had to develop antioxidant molecules to protect themselves. Oxygen's dangerous stuff. If you're constantly producing oxygen, you're going to be in trouble if you're a plant. That's why they have to have antioxidants. That's why plants are such a wonderful source of antioxidants. Animals and humans as well have had to protect themselves from oxygen, and the biological system, the human biological system, and the animal biological system also contains lots of antioxidants. Oxidation is basically the stripping off of energy, leaving a hole where that energy used to be. This atom with a hole where the energy used to be, i.e. the electron, is called a free radical. Free radical is an atom that has a hole in it, an energetic hole in it. And these free radicals are linked to all kinds of health challenges. And antioxidants are the secret to keeping these holes filled. That's what an antioxidant does. It fills the holes. And this is why you want to constantly be ingesting antioxidants. constant ingestion of antioxidants means constant filling of these energetic holes, quenching free radicals. Quenching free radicals means filling up their holes. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. Kaz Ingram, How to Eat Right in a Toxic World, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls here momentarily. If you're on hold, hang tight. Kaz Ingram, bottom of the hour, will talk how to eat right in a toxic world with Kaz Ingram, and we'll get your calls here momentarily. Just want to finish up talking about this idea of antioxidation. You guys have probably all heard of this thing called an ORAC value, O-R-A-C. Dr. Wallach talks a lot about ORAC values. Beyond Tangy Tangerine has a high ORAC value. There are certain foods that have high ORAC values. ORAC is a measurement of how well a free radical, a antioxidant, will quench or quiet down or fill the hole up in a free radical. ORAC, O-R-A-C, stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity, which is a measurement of how well an antioxidant can plug up the hole in a free radical. Your top-scoring ORAC value foods are mostly fruits and vegetables. There are also some seeds and beans. Actually, all of the natural world, all foods from the natural world, including grains and nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables, contain some ORAC quality. Prunes are the king of ORAC value fruits and vegetables. Prunes have an ORAC value of 5,000, over 5,000, 5,770. Raisins have a high ORAC value. Berries have high ORAC values. Just because a food has a high ORAC value, by the way, doesn't make it necessarily a good food. Prunes and raisins can be very problematic. Maybe a little bit of prunes can benefit you, especially for the digestive system, but they're very high sugar. Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, those are high ORAC value foods. Oranges get you some ORAC value. Cherries will get you some ORAC value. Kale and cruciferous vegetables have high ORAC values in terms of vegetables. Spinach also has a high ORAC value, and sprouts have high ORAC values. And again, just because a food has a high ORAC value doesn't necessarily make it a good food, but if you're looking for antioxidation properties, you'd be smart to ingest cruciferous vegetables. Cocoa, by the way, has a high ORAC value, the cocoa bean. Beans in general have a good ORAC capability. ORAC has been kind of, a lot of scientists are dismissive of the problems of the antioxidant theory of aging and the antioxidant theory of disease. And recently, the whole thing about ORAC, the whole idea about ORAC and the importance of ORAC value has been kind of dismissed. Nonetheless, it's probably a good idea to make sure that you're getting enough antioxidants either from food or supplements. Many nutrients have antioxidant properties even though they don't have ORAC values. Things like vitamin C, vitamin E, even vitamin A, zinc, these all have antioxidant properties, not necessarily because they're antioxidants in and of themselves. In the case of zinc, and also in the case of copper and magnesium, they activate antioxidant systems. Vitamin C, of course, is probably nature's most powerful nutritional antioxidant, and that's one of its main roles. It has a lot of roles, but one of its main roles is to function as an antioxidant. Likewise with vitamin E. In fact, vitamin E is probably the most important nutritional antioxidant for helping protect fats from oxidation. The oxidation of fats is known as rancidity. And rancidity, you can protect oils from becoming rancid by adding vitamin E. And many oils, nutritional oils, like essential fatty acid, nutritional essential fatty acid supplements will contain vitamin E because of its antioxidant, high antioxidant value, even though vitamin E specifically does not have an ORAC value. All right, we'll continue talking about enzymes, and we'll talk about foods as well, enzyme-containing foods and foods that you need to eat to make sure that your enzymes are working well. This is all based on Dr. Edward Howell's idea of enzyme therapy and food enzymes. His book, Nutritional Enzymes, is a must-read if you want to learn more about the idea of eating your enzymes, of eating enzymes to protect your enzymes. That's Dr. Edward Howell. The book is called Enzyme Nutrition, published in 1980. All right, we've got Kaz Ingram coming up at the bottom of the hour, speaking of foods, how to eat right in a toxic world, and time to hit the phones. Let's go to Ken in Texas. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, good morning.
Is this my friend Kenneth?
Yes.
Hey, Ken, doing? What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Okay, well, I wanted to ask you about a couple things, like Venus flytrap extract and black seed oil.
All right, let's talk about Venus flytrap. That's kind of getting a lot of press these days. Have you heard of this thing called Carnivora?
Yes, the ads are on the radio all the time.
Yeah, the ads are all over the place. Yeah, Venus flytrap's very interesting. You know, the Venus flytrap eats meat, right? Do you know how the Venus flytrap works? It eats flies, basically. That's how it gets its name, the Venus flytrap. It eats meat. It's a carnivorous plant. which is kind of a weird concept, right, when you think about it. A plant that actually eats meat. It's a carnivorous plant. That's where they get the name carnivora. It eats the plant by secreting enzymes. And these enzymes are proteolytic enzymes. They dissolve protein. This is how it eats meat. It actually will secrete enzymes that digest the meat. Well, it turns out that these protein digestive enzymes, as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks now, or maybe last month or so, these protein digestive digesting enzymes have lots of benefits. Protein digesting enzymes have an ability to digest, to break up clots, break up inflammatory fibers. And even, it's thought, these proteolytic enzymes may be involved in helping protect against cancer. And I haven't talked about Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez or Dr. James Beard a lot. I talked about them a little bit, but we haven't really covered them a lot. But they talked about using enzymes to treat cancer. And this is kind of where the idea that Venus flytrap extracts may have anti-cancer and general health beneficial health benefits or beneficial health properties. Because they have these proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic means dissolving protein. Proteo for protein. Lytic or lysis means dissolving or breaking up. These proteolytic enzymes have multiple health benefits, and this is where Venus flytrap gets its reputation for being a general health, a salubrious plant extract, a health-promoting health extract, even to the point of helping protect against cancer. Now, whether or not it does, I don't know, but that's how it's being marketed. That's what carnivore is being marketed as. And if you listen to the commercials, you know, it seems like it's amazing stuff. I have my doubts. It seems like a lot of marketing to me. Nonetheless, the science involves the high enzyme, proteolytic enzyme content of the Venus flytrap. And you don't need carnivora, by the way. There's a lot of Venus flytrap extract supplements that are out there. So you don't necessarily need to use carnivora, although that's the one that's getting a lot of press. What was your second? Does that help you, Ken?
Yes, and maybe is it better to take a Venus flytrap extract or just to take proteolytic enzymes?
You probably get more enzyme
activity. Is there a topical form of that for skin problems?
Yeah, you can make your own. You know, you can get Venus flytrap extract and make your own topical. You might want to consider doing that. Do you have another
proteolytic enzymes and make a topical?
Or absolutely. Now,
is
enzymes are very you can do that absolutely, but enzymes are very unstable. If you want a cheap way to make your own proteolytic enzyme topical, go get yourself Adolph's meat tenderizer, or even just use straight papaya or straight pineapple, both of which have proteolytic enzymes in them. But Adolph's meat tenderizer is made with concentrated proteolytic enzyme. That's how it works. It dissolves meat because it's proteolytic. It has protein-dissolving properties. That's why it tenderizes your meat. But you can make your own topical proteolytic enzyme cream or lotion by putting Adolph's meat tenderizer. I do it fresh because enzymes break down really quickly, and you'll end up with a nasty-smelling concoction if you don't use it quickly or use it fresh. So get some Adolph's meat tenderizer. Get your favorite cream or lotion. Sprinkle it in there, and then rub it on whatever you want to. Whatever kind of thing you want to stop. You can also use it just for anti-aging. You know what, Ken? I got to go. We're out of time here.
Okay.
MSG is different. MSG is different, buddy. Call me tomorrow. We'll continue having this discussion.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that San Diego has run out of room for unaccompanied alien children entering the United States, up to 1,000 unaccompanied minors who illegally crossed into the United States will soon be housed at California's Long Beach Convention Center. The City Council ruled in a 9-0 unanimous vote, a move that will be fully funded by the federal government. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, who died on Friday after a crazed man rammed his car into the police, will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda next week. Police released a photo on Monday of a wood-handled knife brandished by 25-year-old Noah Green, who was fatally shot after crashing into the two officers. Video surfaced Tuesday showing the suspect purchasing the knife hours before the attack. Officer Evans was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force and a father of two. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
While the unemployment rate is in decline, there is sentiment growing in America about general job dissatisfaction. It's being reported 26% of Americans plan to look for another job once the pandemic subsides. That's according to a survey conducted by Morning Consultants in March. The dissatisfaction is even higher among the largest generation in American workforce, as 34% of millennials are planning to leave their jobs. That's according to the poll of 2,000 full-time workers. The CDC has new guidelines for cleaning surfaces against COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
This is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. Actually, Peter in the UK has taken some time off on BenFuchsArchives.com, so go to BrightsideBen.com for our more recent archives. We've got search engines up on both the websites. You can also purchase Youngevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com, and you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real-life human being. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with eczema and psoriasis, as well as preventing post-surgical scarring. What I found out was that when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, which should come as no surprise to any of you guys. Health equals beauty, always. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Check out our 1,700-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. They come in every day. truthreviewed.com. And you can purchase our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest, the very entertaining and very insightful and very prolific Dr. Kaz Ingram. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Kaz. We're going to talk about eating.
Yeah, nice to hack at you. What's going on?
It's really nice to talk to you. It's always exciting to talk to you. First of all, did you go out and get your vaccine yet? I hope you've been vaccinated, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and spend my whole life avoiding pharmaceuticals and not taking an aspirin, but just going to rush so they can make my life normal again.
Yes, they're going to save you.
As if a needle in my arm would do anything.
Kaz, this is craziness. This is total craziness. I want to talk about eating right in a toxic world, but you have a really interesting book, which I just purchased, by the way, and I'm looking forward to reading, called The Cause for Cancer Revealed, The Vaccination Connection. Do you mind talking a little bit about that before we get into
that? That's a classic that was, you know, penned about 2003 and I think 2007, whatever. And that's about the polio shot that was given by mouth and by injection back in the 50s and 60s. It carried over to the 70s. It's still carrying over. And they grew that polio virus, mad scientists, on monkey kidney.
Mm.
Monkey kidney and monkey testicle. They sacrificed the monkeys. You know, a monkey has to go for 3, 4, 5 miles in nature. That's its path. You put it in a cage, it's going to get sick. They had these sick cage monkeys. They were using them to grow the virus. These people are insane, right? They don't have it strung correctly. It's psychotic or something.
Yeah,
and they said this. Look, we know that the vaccine causes cancer, but if we tell the people in the 1960s, if we tell the people, they'll lose confidence in the federal government. So we should keep it secret. Let everybody die. And that's the same thing now. Come on. I mean, what is it? 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 people have dropped dead in the United States from this vaccine. So you ever hear anything like that? Whoa, I can't tell.
It's not on the news.
Huh?
It's not on MSNBC Fox News.
No, it's in the alternative news districts. But it's also on VAERS. The VAERS report talks about 3,000 fatalities. Then the VAERS report says only 1% report. Who's going to? Look, my aunt goes and gets the vaccine. She drops dead the next day. I got to deal with the flowers, the arrangements, the funeral, you know, the casket, or maybe they're going to cremate. I don't know. And you got to deal with the relatives, the friends, and you got to deal with the estate and the probate, right? Who has time to go on to a federal government website you don't know exists?
Who's
only really astute, angry people would do that, right?
What was the cause of death? What was the official cause of death for your aunt?
Well, I'm just making a for instance.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
But, yeah, I don't know anybody personally that died. I just know of people whose loved ones died.
What's your take on mRNA,
it's a bad deal because, first of all, what has Moderna said? They figured it out in 20 and 48 hours, so they just ran with it, something they figured out on the computer.
That's the new way they're going to vaccinate you now.
I guess so.
It's cure cancer, too.
They're hopeful. Now, the mRNA is a synthetic nucleotide because it's too unstable, so they just make a GMO. Then they make the GMO grow by GMO bacteria. So then they get the slurry. They try to sterilize with formaldehyde, whatever they do, but they don't sterilize anything. Then they inject it in you. You get the synthetic RNA, and it interrupts your DNA, and you could drop dead. Did you hear what happened to the Israeli woman?
No. What's this?
Her husband gets the vaccine. She says, forget that stupid vaccine. I'm pregnant. I got my baby. I'm not getting it. She did get it. He went back home and made love to her, and she died, I think, 48 hours afterwards.
Is that right?
Her doctor said she died from shedding the vaccine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Israel's like the ground zero for vaccinations.
Well, Rothschild owns Israel. You got to figure that there's a scheme going on.
Yeah, that's crazy over there. They have the green passport now.
Oh, it's an experimental trial to roll out to Europe, the United States, and see what we can do.
Do you think it's on the way here?
Well, they did. Obviously, the mark of the beast was slotted in there, and Israeli sent, you know, then and the UK says they're going to do something, and Denmark. They're going to knock them off one at a time. But, yeah, you know, I think the American people are going to fight against this. That's the toughest one, is to conquer America.
Yeah,
we're going to fight this hard.
Well, that gets us to food. You know, to me, and I know you agree with this, that's the center for good health is how we eat.
Well, right now, I nearly died about 2 months ago from a dental extraction.
Mm.
You know, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't taking that much high oregano before. And so, but he extracted 4 teeth. Now, one of these teeth, not this dentist's fault. No, one of these teeth was bad. Okay. So, you know what I'm doing now?
What?
I'm eating, my loved one got me some horseradish with beets made by the rabbis and all that stuff and all. Whatever. It's just horseradish and beets. That's it.
Huh.
So I'm taking that. It's like food is medicine.
Yes.
With all those isothionates.
Yeah.
I'm just sticking that in my mouth and opening the head up. It works.
Like a poultice? Like a poultice?
Yeah, like a fake poultice. Now,
that's awesome.
Look, you're right. The book Foods That Cure was based on the fact that I put 50 foods there. In fact, my publisher said, you should never write a book without our scrutiny and publish. You could have written 10 books for that one book. You put too much.
Uh-huh.
And because I snuck it through. And my point is that these foods, whether a cabbage or a pumpkin or apricots or horseradish.
There's so medicinal
yeah, grapes.
Right.
You don't need the stupid vaccines. You just do foods that cure. And, you know, things like we know oil of oregano, how powerful that is.
We got to take a break, but I want to talk about foods, not foods instead of the vaccine, but foods to protect us if you've had vaccines.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back from our break. We got Dr. Kaz Ingram with us, the very prolific Dr. Kaz Ingram. Check out his website, kazingram.com or AmericanWildFoods.com. More with Kaz on the Bright Side right after this.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Kaz Ingram, How to Eat Smart in a Toxic World. Kaz is a prolific writer. Lots. How many books do you have, Kaz? 40 books?
Getting into the 40 now.
That's crazy. You can get them all at kazingram.com and americanwildfoods.com. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Kazingram.com is good. And the latest one on the Facebook, it should be posted in a day or two, is the COVID-19 vaccine, The Real Truth Revealed. So,
oh, wow, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, that's coming out on an electronic book, and then later.
Should I just check KazIngram.com?
Yeah, in the next 48 hours it should be there.
That's a must-have. I mean, we'll have you back on to talk about that. So somebody has gone out and got the vaccine.
Right.
Are there foods that you can eat to protect yourself
from
the toxicity?
It would be your wild oregano. You would use a lot of it. And then the garlic, onion powder. These are all anti-cytokine. So the big problem with the vaccine is the cytokine reaction and then the fatality. If the vaccine decides to kill you, or the really mRNA shot, then you can't be resuscitated. They cannot use the CPR or
there's no antidote?
No. Only the oregano under the tongue, maybe. Because we have our 50 nurses that went out and got the vaccine. Our nurses in our study, they did not even get a sore arm. They were using the oregano spray, oil of oregano, and the juice.
Now, you make a distinction between wild oregano and regular oregano, correct?
Well, I do, and, this wild oregano is a lot different than something raised in Texas or Mexico or whatever, because it's coming from the mountains. But onion, garlic, oregano, cinnamon, cloves, all of these are what we call escharotic agents. So if you got the vaccine, now you have spike protein that your body's artificially making. You're not supposed to make spike protein.
It's crazy.
It's more than crazy. So now you'll become a GMO factory. You signed up for it. So you got to eat that out of your system, and that's going to be the escharotic agents. Escharotic is corrosive. We know this. The phenolic is corrosive. Mm. So you take the oil of oregano, super strength. You take the oregano rasp. You got to do them both. You take the juice. You take it all, garlic and onion. You chop them up. Use them raw. What could be more corrosive than raw garlic?
Right.
Ginger, anything that's really hot like that, not so much cayenne, though.
What about, like, rosemary and sage and thyme?
Yes, any of those are still strong enough. More the thyme and the sage, I would say. Rosemary is good, too, though, in its own way. But
have you worked
get,
Have you worked with black walnut?
Well, black walnut has a value. It's an antiparasitic, and it keeps you healthy and strong. It's high in magnesium. The nuts are so a little. I've worked a little bit with it. Yeah,
isn't that ascaronic as well?
It's more of a purging agent, isn't it? The parasites purge out of the intestinal system. There's some ascaronic, not much. What you want is something that would burn, burn out the protein.
Gotcha.
And that's going to only be really the spices and anything in that family that, you know, some of the isothiocyanates, like horseradish would do it.
Mm-hmm. Cruciferous.
If you juiced the cruciferous sprouts, for example.
Ah, yes.
And,
broccoli sprouts.
Yeah, and you consumed, let's say that you got the shot and you got sick and you wanted to do something, all you had was broccoli sprouts. You could juice those. You could juice any kind of a sprout of the cruciferous. Now, if you juice broccoli or Brussels sprouts, you get these goitrogens, which interfere with your thyroid.
How significant is that? Is that significant?
It's there. I've seen some cases. I have.
Yeah.
They really should have steamed their broccoli or their Brussels sprouts a bit. But no, if you just have a onesie twosie, it's not a big deal. Now, make sure you burn it out. And the protocol is 5: oregano juice, oil of oregano, oregano rasp, garlic, and onion.
Do you have these protocols written on your website?
No, I don't have it. It's in my book. My book's going to be coming.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I don't hear you talking about juicing a lot, vegetable juicing.
Well, I'm a lazy. I'm lazy. I like juices. I go buy them. And
throw them in a Vitamix. It's not that hard. You throw a bunch of stuff
in a Vitamix. No, I'm just lazy. I've let somebody else do it, and I do. I'm now with this recovering. I'm doing quite a few juices. Like right here, I'm having organic Concord grape juice extract.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's your take on calorie restriction?
Good. The Islamics are going to do their 30-day deal here. I'm going to join them.
Are you going to fast? Do you fast?
I'm going to fast. Yeah, I do fast, but I'm going to fast. I'm going to fast. I'm going to not feed the beasts for 20, 30 days. Now, maybe you do intermittent, maybe you do Islamic, maybe you do Jewish. It doesn't matter, but you should, Christian, you should definitely fast. Somewhat reduce those calories. I specifically avoid lunch. I'll eat a breakfast, I'll eat a dinner, and I won't snack much.
Have you heard of the carnivore diet?
The carnivore or the, it's all right. I mean, it's a little bit boring. I mean, I eat some wild salmon, I eat some grass-fed beef and different things, but I kind of like eating other food too.
Well, they poo-poo. I don't mean to say it that way, but they are dismissive of vegetables.
Well, I can't handle that at all. I got to have some form of vegetables to have elimination. I don't know why you want to be dismissive of a vegetable.
I had a guy on the program, and he was of the opinion that you don't need fiber, that there's no essential need for fiber, and that it's overrated as elimination
support.
Well,
soluble fiber is different than fiber. Soluble fiber is in rice bran, oat bran, vegetables, and that's a good source of components for as a prebiotic.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think the carnivore people are looking at the scientific way of incorporating a balanced diet. Plus, you know, McCarrison found this to be true. He stated that flesh did nothing to increase lifespan, but organs did.
Ah, yes.
Yes,
That's an important distinction that people don't make when it comes to eating meat, is organ meat versus muscle meat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I enjoy the muscle meat, but I know he's right. If a vegan is listening now or a vegetarian, see, they could do the carnivore diet without eating meat. Because they could take, like, the polar power, fatty salmon oil or an ice blue cod liver oil or something. They could take the Purely Pack, which is New Zealand powdered liver in a capsule. They could buy that. That's different things. But They, in other words, if they got some of the key cofactors like carnitine, vitamin A and D through the organs or through the organ extracts, they wouldn't have to eat the flesh. He found that also, without doubt, dark green leafy greens had a dramatic effect on the people's health.
Chlorophyll.
Yeah. If they didn't eat them, they degenerated. So the people with the carnivore diet are misguiding people based on the hard science. You have to have the dark leafy greens if you want the optimal health. Now, the dark leafy greens also have cholagogues in them, a lot of them.
For the for bile?
Yes, so they will induce bile formation. This is soap that you need.
Isn't bile underrated? Don't you find the bile underappreciated?
Beyond underappreciated.
Yeah.
Everything we should do is as a cholagogue, a beets, dark green leaf. I like, for example,
arugula, dandelion.
Well, what I do is I take this Dandomax stuff and the greens flesh. What is it? That's the bushman picks the wild dandelions and the dandelion root and the nettles and the burdock. He picks it in the bush. He runs it through the juicer. He extracts the liqueur. I get the product. I take the product. I take it and it unlocks my bowel. It stimulates the gallstones out, stimulates the gallbladder to contract. You're going to just eat meat? Why?
Yeah, I love meat.
I'm not
going to
just
eat meat, though. What's the name of this? We're out of time. I want to know this collagenic supplement that you're talking about. What's the name of it?
Dandomax and Greens Flush. They are great.
And are they available on your website?
Yeah, you go to oreganol.com and you see it there. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. The carnivore diet people should at least take that stuff. They get that gallbladder and liver going.
So important. Kaz, you're a wealth of information. I always love talking to you.
See you around.
We'll have you back on again soon. Thanks so much for being on the bright side. Kaz Ingram, How to Eat Smart in a Toxic World. KazIngram.com is his website. Also, AmericanWildFoods.com. And that's all the time we have for today in the bright side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.